Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show.
Sample recordings on my phone, because like when I get like something like a melody will come to me or some words or something, and I want to save it so I can go back into, you know, go back into it later so I can put some music with it or something.
Right.
And then I'm recording it. And then it turns into a video, and it's like a video, just like a black space, because there's no video to it. It's just like a picture. And I'm like, oh my God. And I forgot the lyrics and everything. Crap. God gave me this and I forgot it, man. I'm horrible. I just let him down.
No,
I do that more often than not.
It totally stinks. But yeah, I just felt really done. It was like something that I didn't need to do. I was like, well, I got a few minutes. I'll just sit here and record this. And just like, man. So, just so you know, by the way, we're already recording.
We are.
Yeah. Okay. We're in. Awesome. We're in. You're podcasting. Sorry. Brandon. You're podcasting.
All right.
Well,
Let me
Let me actually go ahead and introduce everybody to the show. Of course, this is the Creative Podcast. I am your host, Andrew Hunter. As you've already heard, I have a special guest tonight. His name, or today, or this morning, whenever you're listening. His name is Brandon Jenkins. Good friend of mine for a long time. And he is on the podcast. He's a really cool creative guy, as you heard. Sometimes he does not record music, but sometimes he does. And hope to learn more about that tonight. So how are you doing today, Brandon?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, man. It's your first podcast. You're excited?
Yes. Yes.
You're pumped?
I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I'm excited. I don't know, man. Recording. You kind of get scared sometimes, and you hear all those ums and weird things that you say, and you get just lost in that, and that's all you can think about. So,
I do that every week. I go back and listen to my podcast every week, and it's ridiculous. I'm like listening to myself, like, you're an idiot. But like the thing is, like, it's honestly just like what we were doing before you knew we were recording. That's what we're doing.
Gotcha.
Now. That's it.
That's all it deal. Is. Sounds good.
All right. So on the show, of course, we're talking about creativity. That's obviously the name of the show, the Creative Podcast. So how would you define creativity, Brandon?
I think I define creativity. It's first of all, I think it's subjective. I mean, being creative, you can make music or art or whatever you want to do. We all do it, whether we like it or not, for other people, and we want opinion. Yeah, opinions matter. Some people say, "Well, I'm just doing it for myself," but I think at the end of the day, you know, opinions do matter, and it's very subjective, you know, whether you can define someone as being creative. But I think it also, you know, stems from maybe, I don't know, imagination or just an inspiration from something that you see or something that you hear that can just give you that spark and start something and give you an idea, and then you turn that idea into something that is your own. And for me, that's how it starts. Is I'll be maybe driving in my car, just, you know, talking to my daughter, my wife, or laying in bed at night. And you know how you lay in bed sometimes and you can't sleep, but you're just sitting there running through a million things in your mind, and something will just spark, and I'll write down notes or literally I've jumped out of bed at midnight or 6 o'clock in the morning and annoyed my wife because I'll just come immediately to my studio here, my house, and just start recording or playing and trying to figure it out. But it's to me, it's something that is your own, whether it's a song or anything that you do.
Very cool. Now, you know, I've talked about this before, and this is something that I kind of battle with. Do you really think that there are like completely brand new ideas anymore, or do you think we're just kind of using things that we've heard before and repurposing them and maybe doing them in a different creative way? Or do you really think there's like new, like let's say for you're a musician, do you really think there's like new songs out there to be played? Or do you think like, hey, that sounds like that song? Do you think that's happening more often than not? Or do you think there's really new ideas?
That's a good question. I don't know if I'm qualified to answer that question.
I don't think any of us are, but I keep thinking that to myself. Like whenever I'm trying to create something musically, I'm like, has this already been done?
I mean, I want to say yes. I want to say yes, that there is something new that maybe we've never heard of. But I think everything, to me, everything that we do is based on an interaction or maybe something we listen to at some point, even if you are, our brains are so intelligent, like things that maybe we've heard years and years ago and we totally forget, it'll come to us when we're reminding, you know, reminding of it from something else, and it can help us create something, you know, a new song or anything that we're doing, but it's something based on something we already heard.
Of course.
That, you know, and it's hard to say maybe there's something out there that has never been done before. Yes, I mean, I think that there is that possibility. I don't want to say no, because there's so many people in the world and there's so many different things that someone can create, but I don't know. I think of someone being creative. I go back to someone like Michael Jackson, who just totally, he redefined music and entertainment. And it's hard to think of someone on that caliber, you know, at sure. this point in life, and someone to that can replace that. But also with Michael Jackson, a lot of his stuff stemmed from things that he grew up listening to, and that all played a vital role in him creating the music and style that he went to. So I think that yes, there is new stuff out there, but it I think also everything that we do is a product of something maybe that we've listened to that helps us and inspires us to create something.
Well, speaking of that, actually, what inspires you, Brandon? Like, how do you? You talked about it a little bit before. It was like, you know, your experiences, things like that. But like, let's say you actually sit down and say, "I want to write a song." Do you like sit down and say, "I want to write a song," or do you like, actually get inspired with an idea and then use that to create a song? Like, how does your creative process work in that way?
I think for me, it starts with listening to other stuff. I mean, it's hard. I mean, I would love to literally say, okay, well, I'm just going to sit down and I'm just going to write an awesome song today. But then I go to sit down and write an awesome song and I think about everything else, or I get frustrated because I'm sitting for 20 minutes. I can't think of anything that goes with a melody that I created or a verse that comes to me. For me, I think it comes from either listening to stuff or, like I said, at night when I'm laying in bed or you know, I'm at work or driving home, and something, it'll just come to me and that kind of sparks that idea. And then I go and I toy around with it. Now, I don't finish everything all at once. It kind of comes in pieces. But I to me, it comes from inspiration of hearing other stuff. And it helps me to listen to different types of sounds and instruments and stuff that I can add into stuff that I'm working on.
Awesome. And actually, that was something else I was going to talk about. We, you know, me and you used to collaborate quite a bit. And that was pretty cool times in my life. That was pretty cool. And I was actually going to ask you, do you prefer working with like other people or working by yourself as a musician? And like when you're creating?
Well, I love working with other people because I love the fact that you can bounce ideas off each other, because not every song you write or idea that you get is just going to come from you. You know, it's inspired by other people, and you never know, by sitting with some people or putting something together and let someone else listen to it, you know, what their idea is, and they can totally change what you did and make it better. And I think that working with others, it's so, it can help you and stretch you. And I want to be stretched. I don't want to just, you know, hold something myself. I want someone to listen to it and be like, yeah, you know what? It's okay. But I think if you did it this way, it would sound a lot better. Because for me, that helps me and go, okay, I need to think outside the box maybe next time. Or I need to take a step back and reevaluate my process and how I'm making songs or coming up with parts for a song or putting together certain sounds. You know, it's important to me. I love working with people and I love bouncing ideas off people.
Yeah, that's actually something I talked about on a few episodes ago. I don't know if you heard it or not, but like the power of music and how I feel like music has the most collaborative, like, you know, way of working more than any other art form. Because a painting, one painter usually will paint a painting. But a song, right, it includes so many different parts and different elements. Even with an acoustic guitar and a singer, you're still having a singer, someone to record the song. You're having all these different people together to really collaborate and make something really awesome. So I think, you know, in that way, you know, at least with collaborating on music is really important for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you think about, like, the recording process in itself and how many people actually touch the song. I mean, from you have maybe a songwriter, that writes a song and then gets it to an artist, and then an artist who makes it their interpretation. Then you have the person on the other side, the producer who records it. Then you also have the sound engineer and the mixer. All these people have to collaborate to come together for you to hear the finished product on the radio, but you never think about that. The finished product is what you listen to. And the other day I was just skimming through some YouTube videos, and it was funny. There was a video on, I forget what song it was. It was a popular song on the radio, and they played the song in the creative process they were going through before you know, not the radio version.
Sure.
It was like more of the where they were getting it together and putting the lyrics and stuff, and you wouldn't even recognize the song. It didn't sound anything like you heard on radio. But once it got to that process and it went through the sound engineer's hands, the producer's hands, and the mixer's hands, and then when it was finished, you heard the finished product. But sometimes that we think that we listen to the finished product and, oh, well, it just came this way. And you don't realize, like, it could have taken someone years to get that song down to where you hear it. And I think that's amazing. And it's a testament to music and how powerful it is, that it's not just something that comes like that. And all of a sudden it goes from, you know, something you write and record, and 2 seconds later it's on the radio. There's a process for that. And it goes through a lot of hands to get there.
Well, and with that being said, there's also like the other side of the coin is, you know, improvisation, but even with that being said, you still usually have a framework from which you're working with improvisation. You know, I played a lot of jazz growing up, and that was one of the coolest things for me is, yeah, you have like this song you're playing, but then within like this part of the song, you can create something that's totally new, and it's in the moment, and it's we could talk about music all day long, because I know that's your passion for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of that, how did you get started in music? Like, was there something in your life that just really sparked that in your life, or what was it all about for you?
Well, it kind of runs in my family. Like with my dad, his mom played organ for church.
Okay.
And he played piano for church. And then the church that I grew up in, I started playing the drums at first, and I always tell people this, it's funny. I played the drums. I was put into a position where I think I was like maybe 7 or 8 years old, put in the position to play the drums at this church, and I couldn't even reach the pedal, the bass pedal, but I just had to learn how to keep a beat because we didn't have anyone at that time to fill in. So I had to learn how to do it. So that kind of sparked and got me into music, and it just took off from there. And I love drums. That's what I started out playing. And then as I got a little bit older, I loved the piano and just the creativeness that you could do with that. And to me, everything I can do is honestly, it's a gift from God. I never really had formal lessons for anything. Everything that I've done is just me giving back to him what he gave me. And at church, I mean, I'm very involved with church and with worship. And it's something that is a passion of mine. And I want to give God back, you know, what he gave me and he instilled in me. So whether it's instruments or singing or helping someone learn, that's something that's important to me and something that I've been doing every since I was a little youngster.
Very a little tyke. With that being said, has there anybody ever been a time in your life that you've kind of got burned out with music?
Oh man, yeah, there's plenty of times that I try to be creative and I have to just take a step back because you just get so frustrated. And the thing with music is it's really hard to force creativeness. You can't just, because I think at the end of the day, you're putting out something that you're not necessarily proud of because you had to force yourself to do it. And for me, sometimes when I get in those modes where I try like, well, I want to make sure that I can get this song done or I get this part down and I want to do it right now. And I go to do it and there's times where I can't, I can't, my brain's going somewhere else. So it's important. I just take a step back and I go and think, I do something different, whether it's just, you know, hanging out with my family or going for a run or just driving or anything else, you know, watching TV, anything to get my mind off it, because I can get very consumed with music and literally sit for hours and hours and hours. And I have to take it, like, just give my brain a break, because if not, it's like you just get this brain block and you get so frustrated and you just, you know, I just want to pick up my keyboard and just throw it. So I literally have to take a step back and just give it like maybe a day or two break and then go back and pick up where I left off.
I got you. Well, also, it sounds like there possibly might be a little anxiety with that too. Do you ever deal like with anxiety in music or creativity?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, man. I get anxiety when, especially like at church and stuff, when I know that I'm about to go live, like whether it's playing keys or leading worship or something, I get anxiety. I get scared. I mean, I can't lie. There's not a point where I honestly feel like, okay, well, I'm just ready. I feel like I'm always just, you know, I have to just do it. Because if I wait for a point in time where I'm just ready, I'll never be there. I kind of have to just, you know, go with the flow and just do it, because I never 100% feel like I'm ready to, you know, to get out there and play all this music and stuff. But, man, there's sometimes where my stomach will get really nauseous and I'll be like, oh, you know, I can't do this, but I have to be confident in the stuff that I work on behind the scenes that no one else sees. Because there's a lot of times like I'm at home and I'm practicing, you know, at night when people are asleep, or in the morning when people are asleep, or when people are, you know, going out and doing all this stuff, I'm at home practicing because it's something that's important to me. So I have to be confident in that, but there's still times when I get nervous in front of people and I feel like I'm going to be up there and I'm just going to mess up, hit a wrong note and just be totally embarrassed.
I can completely understand that. I've, you know, completely screwed up many times, and with you too. I've done that with you, and you've been like looking over at me like, what's going on? Are you okay? Did you fall off the drum throne? What's going on? There've been many times. Oh, it totally happens. But so how do you, okay, let's say you've completely like wiped out and you completely failed. How do you get past that? Like, do you have like a certain way of getting past that? Do you beat yourself up later, or like, how do you deal with that?
I think in the moment, because I sometimes do it to this day. I'll mess up and do something, like hit a wrong note or zone out for a second and lose my place and where I'm at. And I just have to literally like pick up right where I mess up and just go and not, you know, stop. You like, oh, time out, hold on, let's redo this. You know, because when you're at church and you're in the middle of worship, you can't just be like, hey, you know, time, let's restart this. You literally have to just continue and just pretend like it didn't even happen.
Right.
And then later on, reevaluate and go, okay, what can I do to improve and make sure that doesn't happen? Do I need to practice this song more? Do I need to practice these transitions more? Because we want to get better and we want to continue to push forward and improve in our talents and the stuff that God's given us, but we're not perfect. We're going to mess up. But also we have to work on that and realize that when we do mess up, we can't just quit. We have to continue. So in that moment, if we do totally wipe out, and let's say a technical glitch happens and the mic goes out or the instrument turns off, you can just honestly continue without, giving up and then just take a step back and go, okay, well, I can work on the other stuff later and make sure this doesn't happen again.
Awesome. Well, also what for you, let's actually switch gears for a second. That's actually what I want to do.
Yep.
I want to ask you a question. It might be a little bit of a tough question to kind of quantify, and that's okay, but just kind of give me your best answer if you can. How do you know when your work is good? This is always hard for me because I'm like, man, this works great. And people look at it like, this works terrible. And I'm like, oh, well, gosh, I wish I would have known that. So how do you know when your work is good? I have an answer for that, but I want to hear your answer first.
Well, I think there's two sides to that question, because anytime we create something or we do a project or something, I think the inner part of us, like our ego, kicks in and goes, yeah, I'm good. I got this. But we also have to come to the realization that everything is subjective to what others think. And you can quickly walk into a situation where you think something is amazing and get all hyped about it and let other people listen to it. And you can tell by their reactions that it's not everything that you thought it was. And those moments are honestly just as, or if not more important than if you did make something that's amazing, because it helps to push you to go, okay, I need to do something better. Because we can't have too many yes people around us or we'll never grow. We have to have those people around us that say, hey, listen, you can do better. And you have to take that and go, okay, I can do better, and not, you know, take it as, well, they just, you know, don't like me or they have something against me and be sad or mad about it. You it's a growing process, and you're never going to get better if you have people around you that are constantly enabling and saying, well, everything you do is amazing. You know, it's like having a parent that is proud of everything that you do, you know, when you're a child, you bring home these art projects that you're not in, you're coloring and it's not inside the lines, or you're writing something that just looks horrible because you're not able to do it yet. And your parents are, oh, that's great. But if you're an adult and you're still doing all that same stuff and you're coloring outside the lines and you can't write and do the things that you're supposed to by being an adult, and the same people around you going, oh man, that looks really awesome, they're enabling you. And I think that they do need to give you the truth, because you're never going to be able to grow, whether that's a musician or whether that's a parent or anything that you're doing in life, because it's always applicable. We have to be stretched, and we want to grow in everything that we do. So we need people around us that we can bring stuff to, and they can rip it apart and say, hey, listen, this is not what I expected. I think you should go back, work on it, and then bring it back, because you never know what inspiration that might give you to come back and your product is like 20 times better, where you thought it was amazing and you got ripped apart, brought it back, and now it's that much better. And they go, that's what I'm talking about. So those moments are so important, and those people are so important that are around you that you trust and that can do that for you.
Awesome. Well, also, there's something you said. You were talking about coloring inside the lines. Now, do you think there's room to color outside the lines?
Yeah.
Sometimes, right?
Yeah. It depends on the situation. I mean, yeah, it can definitely call for that.
But, you know, for me, I usually like to kind of stay within a certain, like, threshold for me. Like, I have a certain style that I want to maintain. So it's the same thing for you. Like, if you're putting people around you that know you and know your personal style, at least know your goals and your vision, if it doesn't line up with that vision, then to what you said, that's when those people need to say, hey, this doesn't really fit in with what you do. And,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of what you were talking about. But I just wanted to throw that to you and see what you thought.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like if I were to get, you know, try to write a song that is like a crazy, you know, like trying to be like Lecrae, I can't do that. You know, it's going to sound weird and horrible. So if I try to be that person and try to give it to somebody, they're going to just look at me like I'm, you know, pretending to be someone not and be where I can't do that. I need to kind of stay into what I'm good at and what I've been doing, the avenue. I can't just jump way on the other side.
Oh, of course. That's one of the things that I've talked about on the podcast before, is knowing yourself.
Like, I mean, I wish I could. I do.
He's great. Yeah. No, but that's the thing. You have to do you. And that's actually one thing I was going to mention to you as well, is for me, the way I know that my work is good, or at least I'm on the right path, is because I want to make stuff that I want to like look at and listen to. And that's kind of my barometer. Is, yeah, I get other people's opinions, but in the end of the day, does it make me? Am I happy doing what I'm doing? And then I usually use that as a barometer, because I'm a pretty bad judge of myself. I'm pretty harsh on myself. I want to know that I've done everything I can to make something awesome. And if I'm not happy at the end of the day, then like so other people are, then well, okay. But at the end of the day, I want to be happy with my work. So that's kind of I use other people's opinion, like you said. But I also want to have fun with what I'm doing. And if I'm not having fun, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, you know, very cool. One of the other things, too, I was going to ask you, are you working on any songs right now that you're wanting to, like, put out there anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm working on some stuff. I'm always working on music, whether that's creating a song or working on sounds and stuff. Just trying to – I do a lot more – at home right now and like the back end where not a lot of people can hear it, because I'm trying to stretch myself in doing things that I've never done. So there is there's songs and stuff that I'm working on, and there's this whole technical side as far as software and stuff that I'm using and incorporating. But I think that I am going to put some stuff out there soon for people to listen, because it's different than anything I've ever done before.
Awesome. do you have a certain place that people are going to be able to find your songs at, do you think? Or do you have like any kind of web presence out there right now?
No, not yet. I'm going to be working on that soon. You'll probably hear it soon at church and going to Imprint Ministry. So
awesome.
Working on writing some worship, because that's my passion. Worship songs, you know, that's where I live, and I'm constantly listening to worship music and trying to learn new things and trying to recreate stuff and make it, you know, and use that inspiration and try to make something new out of it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Very but, cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, dude. This is actually the second week in a row we've talked about Imprint Ministries on the show. They're going to have to start sponsoring the show soon.
Oh yeah. Shout out Pastor Chapman.
Absolutely, man. He's the man. He was a great leader for us back in the day, man.
Oh yeah. Sure. Still is. He's
awesome. Of course. Yeah, yeah. I didn't mean he wasn't now, but yeah, for sure. But yeah, back in the day. Awesome, dude. Well, let me actually go ahead and close out the show. On the show today, like I said, we had Brandon Jenkins. You can find him on Facebook. He's out there. I'll actually be updating you guys on the future of his music. So when I hear some new music from him, I will actually try to feature him on the show if I can. What's up, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we'll do is next time that I do this, which hopefully will be soon, I'll bring one of the songs and record it and play it for you guys.
Awesome, dude. Honestly, I actually thought about it. Maybe next time, maybe we should collaborate a little bit. Maybe I'll pull out some percussion and we'll record something on the show.
Heck live in the moment. That sounds awesome. Yeah, man. That's what it's all about. Let's do it.
Now, I put it out there now for everybody to hear, so now we have to do it. We can't not do that now. It sounds pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, very cool. Make sure to follow the podcast on Twitter at The Creative Pod. We're on Facebook, The Creative Podcast. And, of course, email questions, comments. If you like Brandon on the show, want to hear more from him, email thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. Until next week, guys, I will talk to you guys later. Be creative.